You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for being with us on the program. In her poetic anthology, Poems, Short Stories, and Things Remembered, author Gloria G. Blakeney shares her poetry about angelic encounters, short stories inspired by the Bible, and memories from her family. Gloria was born in the Ben Hill County, Georgia, spent her early years on a farm, the family moving into the town just before her 14th birthday. She grew up loving animals, especially small ones. She married Ron Blakeney while he served in the U.S. Navy, and they moved many places over the years. Gloria has three sons, 13 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. She was encouraged by friends to write more stories, poems, and tales and put them in a book. Many are still being read to her grandchildren. Gloria Blakeney, author of Poems, Short Stories, and Things Remembered, our guest on This Week in America. Gloria, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you.
There is so much in the book. There's really something that will inspire and motivate just about everybody. This book is really for everybody, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You've got stories that so many people from all facets of life, all ages of life, can relate to. And let's go back to where this started. I understand as a girl you're watching television and you remember starting writing things down about angels. Was that when the writing career began, when you were watching televisions and you were getting these visions that you needed to write about?
Well, this started in 1998. Retired from Kmart the end of 1997.
Okay.
And my husband and I were sitting watching TV. And you know how some people just sit and doodle?
Yes.
Well, I was sitting there and I started writing, and it was about angels. When I got through, I had three poems about angels, but I separated it. And things just sort of moved along and went from there, and I have found that you write what you are led to write.
Boy, in your case, that's exactly true, isn't it? Because did you have any idea what was happening? I mean, you were just sort of drawn to writing these down.
No, I did not.
So you started writing them down. After you started doing that and you drew them, talk about how you wrote about them, how the poems came about. Was that like the second phase of this?
Well, I really don't know how to tell you that it all came about. It was just one of those things that, to me, if somebody had told me that, I'm going to say, when I graduated from high school, if somebody had told me that one day you will write a book and it will be about poems, short stories, if they had told me anything about writing about poetry, I said, you gotta be kidding. But the Lord has many surprises for us in our lives.
Yes, that's for sure.
And I guess this was mine.
And nobody was more surprised, obviously, than you when you suddenly get this urge and you're doing it. And you're not only doing it, you're doing it well. Talk about that. Is this sort of a gift that you received late in life to be able to do this?
Yes. Now, there is a poem that I will tell you. I got up one night about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I wrote the poem, Visit from an Angel. It took 30 minutes to write. It is written exactly the way that it was given to me to write. No changes, no nothing. And that one poem has stood out with more people than I can tell you.
Well, and this is in the book, Poems, Short Stories, and Things Remembered by Gloria Blakeney, our guest on the program. The book, of course, is available wherever books are sold. You can link on directly to the Amazon link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the reviews are excellent. You are touching a lot of people, and the Bible, really the source, besides the angels, which was an inspiration. I understand that a lot of what you do revolves around Ruth and Esther, two favorites of yours as well.
Ruth has always been a favorite of mine, and I will tell you, I have to confess, that when I felt led to write the story on Esther, I did not want to write it. I had to think about it, and I had to say, yes, Lord, I will write it. and I wrote it. And I had a friend that was the first one to encourage me to write any of this. She was a retired school teacher. She worked with special children, and she was one of my Sunday school teachers. And I, for whatever reason, I chose her to get to read what I had written. And she is the one that encouraged me to write. And she told me, you need to put all of this together and put it in a book.
It's interesting because not only are you a writer, somewhat reluctant, especially with the poetry form, but then you became a published author. So the words of inspiration from this retired teacher, really the motivation you needed to publish the book.
Yes.
And then touching so many people, one review said this book is a must-read, love the book, something in it for every age. And I mentioned that in the beginning, that's sort of a key. There's something there that everybody can relate to. We talk about the angels and then Ruth and Esther that you write about. Focus a lot on animals, too. And I mentioned in the beginning that you've always been fond of animals. Talk about why they have such a special place for you in real life and in your book as well.
Yes. When I grew up, I grew up on a farm, and on a farm back in the 40s and 50s, you had all kinds of animals, and the dogs and the cats. The cats were my favorite. And right now I have two golden retrievers, a terrier, a yard full of cats, thanks to one of my granddaughters, and I have a young lady that is living with me, and she has a small service dog. And so we've got a house full of dogs and cats.
It's sort of research material for future poems, I would think. I'm sure that they all give you things you smile about and thinking, okay, I could probably write about that now.
You never can tell. Now, I did write a poem that started out to be a poem about my oldest golden retriever. Now, she just turned 11 years old, and she loves to go to town. She loves to go to Burger King and get a cheeseburger.
One of their bigger customers, obviously. That they probably like to see her come in.
My husband started that
now, does she do
years ago.
Does she do the fries with the burger or just do the
likes the cheeseburger.
It sounds like you have plenty of ideas. Are you keeping all of these written down, and will we see another book at any point soon?
No, I have not written anything down. I'm just hoping that good Lord will put it back in my brain and let it come out when he's ready for it to come out.
Yes. That worked well the first time. I'm sure that will work well now. What would you like to do? So many of these poems are really children will appreciate. Have you thought about doing a children's book?
If I do another book, it will be a children's book.
Well,
I've got two or three ideas that when I go to bed at night, things come through my mind, but it never. I guess I should get up and start writing it down.
Keep a journal beside the bed at night, so when you have these ideas, you can write them down. I had mentioned so many ideas are stories that you've told your grandkids. Talk about that, and I understand you're still telling them tales to entertain them from time to time.
Yeah. Well, my two youngest grandchildren are now 12 and 10. I wrote a story about a jackrabbit that was living down behind our garden. When I got through reading the story to them, now this was several years ago, they demanded to go down behind the garden and see the hutch where this rabbit, jackrabbit, lived. And they wanted to tear it apart and find that jackrabbit. And for years, they would come and say, Momo, I saw Henry. I know I saw him.
You are a convincing storyteller.
Henry has probably left the country. I think it might be some of his grandchildren.
Yeah, he packed up, packed up and left. Yes, you are a convincing storyteller. What has this been like for you, having, you know, writing down the poems and the short stories and your recollections, and then people responding? You've got family members that that respond, entertained, and you've got people across the country who are reading the book. What's this been like for you? How exciting has this been for you? How fulfilling?
It has been kind of unreal. I had a couple at church, elder couple, that didn't have any children. And they had a copy of my book. And I also had some pens with my name and information on it. And I gave the gentleman one of the pens. Every time I saw them at church, they had to come and hug my neck and tell me how much they enjoyed the book, regardless of the fact that they were in their 80s. And said it brought back so many good memories of when they were younger.
It's amazing that it's a gift that you were given to be able to touch people like that, to see that response. Again, it has to feel like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. This was a message that I listened to, and it's impacting other people's lives.
Well, that is the thing. It's meant to touch somebody's heart, hopefully, to make them smile. Some of them, I'm sure, will scratch their head and wonder, what in the world was that? And, the young people today have no idea what things were like 50 years ago.
Exactly.
And so hopefully in some of this they might say, well, jeepers, maybe I need to go back and read a little bit more.
Yeah, and you bring some of those experiences to life. And the nice thing about the book, poems, short stories, and things remembered, as Gloria said, you'll smile, you'll go scratch your head and wonder what that's all about. But the nice thing is you can pick the book up and you can sit and read quite a bit of it. You can read a couple of stories, get some amusement at the end of the day or a time when you really feel like you need to smile a little bit. That book is really designed for that, isn't it? You can sit and read a lot or you can read a little bit and do it and really enjoy the day a little better.
Absolutely.
You know, you mentioned family members before, and you talk in the book about your oldest son and daughter-in-law being part of this as well. This really has been a family project, hasn't it been?
Yes, it has. My oldest son has written short stories practically all of his life, poetry, and he writes a quite different type of poetry than what I do. And in fact, there's, I think, three or four of his poems in my book. And one of those is also in the Library of Congress.
Oh, very nice.
So that he wrote several years ago. But my youngest son's wife put the book into book form. Let me rephrase that. My son's ex-wife put it into book form.
Okay.
And I think she did a terrific job.
Yeah, the way it's laid out, and then there are so many processes. I'm not sure that people fully understand when you write something, then you have to go back and do editing, and you have to put it together in a collection and then get it published. And it's laid out. It's very reader-friendly, poems, short stories, and things remembered. Gloria Blakeney is the author. Our guest on This Week in America, the book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk a little bit about... Are you an avid reader? Do you like to read other people? Who influences you in your writing style?
I love to read. My favorite authors is Karen Kingsbury.
Oh, yes.
And Richard Paul Evans, or two. And now, a lot of books, when I go to the store, and what I read is the inspirational romance or intrigue.
Yes.
And I don't necessarily go by what the author's name is. If I find a book that I like the synopsis on, I read it.
You know, that's really the way to do it, because sometimes you have a favorite author and you get halfway through a book and you realize, okay, this book just isn't doing it for me. But you have a synopsis, you've got an idea where the story's going. If it's a journey you want to take with them, it's great to pick up the book and be able to read that. Just a minute or so left in the program. What would you like people to take away from the book? I gave you, you know, my impressions. What do you hope people say after they read the book, poems, short stories, and things remembered?
I think the most important thing to take away from it is the single, simple fact that God is in charge. He is with us no matter where we are or what we're doing. All you've got to do is accept the fact that He is real, He is there, He will always be there, no matter what.
And you are the perfect example, going back to where we started the show, where you're in front of the television set and your mind is drawing angels and you have no idea what's happening. And the words come to you, and the words verbatim that came to you appeared in the poems. Gloria Blakeney has been our guest on the program. If you're Googling, it's B-L-A-K-E-N-E-Y. The book is Poems, Short Stories, and Things Remembered. As I said, the one review, it's a must-read. Love the book, Something for All Ages, and that pretty well sums it up. Poems, Short Stories, and Things Remembered. Gloria, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. And when you get those next stories from your mind to paper and then published in a book, let us know, and we'll talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us. It's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
The book is Poems, Short Stories, and Things Remembered. Gloria Blakeney, our guest. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on Gloria's book.